a normal year, local musician Shea Freedom can be found tearing up the stage at Belly Up in Aspen or performing for passersby on Main Street in Carbondale. But when the pandemic hit, his gigs were canceled. Then, as protests and social justice movements spread across the country, that forced free time gave Freedom a moment to reflect on what he was seeing. And he used his creativity as a way to process everything. Today, on his 30th birthday and inauguration day, Freedom is releasing a new song called America.
Politicians elected from reality TV and Eric Garner still can't breathe.
I imagine composing this song must have been cathartic. What was going on in the world and in your life when you were inspired to write this song?
Yeah, so I have the unique privilege of having my birthday be Inauguration Day. And in 2016, I wasn't really in the best headspace. As a young black trans person, I had tried to take my life, and it didn't work out. Thank God it didn't work out, because who knew, you know, shortly after I'd be touring with people like Trevor Hall and whatnot, you know. So it was just really a reaction. It was like a slow reaction. I wanted to think about it. I wanted to build on it. There's the lyric that's, you know, your politicians are elected from reality TV, and Eric Garner still can't breathe. That's important to me because it's real. I don't think people really realize, like, what's on your TV is sometimes reality. And I'm not talking about, like, reality TV. I'm talking about, like, this guy, you know, who had a reality TV show was like, yeah, I'm going to run for president. What if Kanye really ran? You know what I'm saying? What if I run? What if you run? You know what I'm saying? It really proved that, like, anything's possible. You know, blatant racism. It's systematic racism. Everything just kind of got unveiled. And so I wanted to just speak on that.
And how do you feel about this song now with Joe Biden's inauguration coming up?
With all due respect, I'm glad the Senate's blue. I'm glad, you know, things are blue. And hopefully that'll, you know, make change easier. But I'm not really impressed. I'm not touched. Even as a person of color, like, I understand that, you know, having Kamala in office, it looks like a progressive move, but to me, it looks like another black woman serving a white man or another mixed person serving a white man. Why don't we have a black female president? Why don't we have an indigenous president, an indigenous female president?
And what has it been like to be an artist living through these times of racial protest and social upheaval? As one of the only black trans musicians living in the Valley, have you experienced any kind of backlash or greater discrimination in the past 4 years?
Other than in workplaces, no. Colorado's been pretty much accepting and embracing, but in the workplace, not so much so. As an artist, I really try to stick to my art and not have to work for other people, but in times like now, you know, you got to do what you got to do as a human. I've always been kind of a solitary creature. But now even more so with, you know, like there's no tours, there's no band shows, there's no solo artist shows. It's just been a very precarious time, but it's a great time to re-strategize, re-energize, and prepare to make moves.
What effect do you hope America, your song, will have on people when they hear it for the first time?
Thought, honestly. To be thinking about these sort of things, you begin to provoke a question of beliefs. You begin to, you know, give knowledge where no knowledge was had. Because for me, as a young black person here in America, like, and as an artist and an advocate, when I travel around, you know, I like to propose the question of whose land are we on? You know, whether those tribes are still in existence or federally recognized or not, like, whose land are we on? Because when you start to heal the land and you know, that love of the land, that malama aina, the caretaking of the land, then I believe you really begin to heal relations, because if you don't have a right relationship with the land, therefore, you know, the air that you're breathing, the water you're consuming, those are all vibrational things. So what are you putting in your body? You know, what are you surrounding yourself with? Cell towers or mountains? You've seen Mount Sopris, I think you know what I mean.
America, what have you done? America, what have you become? Killing your people in the street. Push the homeless out, leaving no place to sleep. And I wanna see justice, I wanna see peace. We need some justice, we need some peace.
That was local musician Shea Freedom. There's a link to his new song on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.